What do Yoda, Professor Utonium, and the bloody Oscars have in common? Tom Kane, mate, the voice behind the magic.
Hey, it's Vixie Steele, feeling sharp, caffeinated, and ready to blow your minds with a name you've heard a thousand times without clocking it once. Let's get into it.
Tom Kane. Full name Thomas Kane Roberts, but professionally Tom Kane. American voice actor, started in 1977 at 15. Back when most of us were fighting acne and begging for a later curfew, this guy was already in a booth learning mic discipline like a pro. From there, he becomes the utility blade of voice acting. Animation, video games, film, TV, theme parks, award shows. You have absolutely heard him, whether you know it or not. Cartoon Network raised a whole generation on his range. The Powerpuff Girls, he's Professor Utonium, warm dad energy, and him, the glam demon villain who can make your spine do a little jitter just by saying hello. The Wild Thornberrys, Darwin, that anxious, lovable chimp who somehow made nature documentaries funny. Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Mr. Harriman, the fastidious bunny boss with a stick so far up his tail it had a mailing address. Over on Archer, he stepped in as Woodhouse when the original legend George Coe passed. Respect where it's due, that kind of continuity takes care and guts.
Now Star Wars, yeah, no, this is where he basically becomes part of the franchise's bloodstream. Yoda across games and TV, including The Clone Wars, the newsreel-style narrator on that series, the voice that grabs you by the collar and drags you into galactic chaos, Admiral Yularen, the steady military spine, C-3PO in multiple projects, Boba Fett in early titles. Later, he steps in as Admiral Ackbar around the Last Jedi era. If you rode Star Tours or wandered Walt Disney World and heard a clear, calm voice telling you not to be an idiot on the monorail, that is Tom Bloody Kane. And do not forget Disney's Fast Play bumper in 2004. That little tag became a ritual. Press play, hear Tom, boom. Family movie night.
Here's the twist that fries my brain in the best way. He did both sides of multiple franchises. Magneto in Marvel games, Professor X in others, Ultron in The Avengers, Tony Stark in Next Avengers. Opposites, right? Hero and villain, warm mentor and cold machine. And he never lets the timbres bleed together. That is technique. That is craft. That is knowing exactly where to place the breath, the gravel, the smile behind a line so the character lives without ever sounding like a cheap impression.
He starts in Overland Park, Kansas, and ends up the voice you trust when the stakes are high. Multiple Academy Awards telecasts, live television with moving targets and timing tighter than your landlord's smile. He even did health and safety announcements at Walt Disney World during COVID. That takes a very specific tone. Zero panic, maximum clarity. Meanwhile, he's balancing a big family. Married to Cindy since 1982, three biological kids and six adopted kids. Nine kids and still delivering pristine takes on deadline. I mean, listen, I moan about editing with a hangover. This man was building small empires between dinner, school runs and studio sessions. That's what I'm talking about.
And he keeps pushing the form. Worked with ILM's motion capture on The Force Unleashed. That hybrid of physical performance with voice puts stride and breath into the audio. It is why Kento Marek and the others feel lived in, not just read off a page. The guy was a rebel, yes, but a quiet one. Not smashing guitars on stage, more like quietly making entire universes sound right while the rest of us took it for granted.
Alright, controversial bit. Uncredited roles. Some of Tom's work shows up without his name on screen. Call of Duty World at War, uncredited. Others too, depending on the project and the era. Fans argue, databases reconcile, developers confirm later, and suddenly everyone pretends it never mattered. I've had it with this nonsense. Credit every voice actor, every time. Three reasons. One, recognition.
If the voice makes your scene land, their name belongs next to the bloody scene. The audience deserves to know who did the work, and the artist deserves to be found for the next job. 2. Accountability. Credits document who shaped the story. When a character hits or misses, when continuity holds across media, we should know who kept the line on model. That is how you build a real history of the craft. 3. Fair compensation. If you are not on paper, it becomes that much easier to shave pay, skip bonuses, or play cute with residuals and reuse. And I swear, I have seen producers pull Olympic-level gymnastics to make that happen. Put the names on screen. Pay the people. End of story.
If you disagree, tell me why. Comment, call in, send a voice memo, but be ready to defend why the invisible labour holding your favourite worlds together should stay invisible.
I'll wait. Personal time. Early in my radio grind, I cut a killer promo package for a national campaign. My voice, my copy polish, my edits. It hit broadcast, got applause, and then the credits rolled. My name was not there. They listed the coffee runner, but not the girl who moved commas and compressors at 3 a.m. I called the producer and he goes, "Oh, this again. We ran out of room." I said, "Mate, the screen is literally black space and indifference. We are not out of room. We are out of respect."
I fought, got an amended contract, and from then on, my clause is iron. If my voice touches it, my name rides with it. That was my lesson in self-advocacy, and it is why I go nuclear about credits today. Because I know how it feels to have your work become the soundtrack of something while you get told to be grateful for exposure. Exposure does not pay rent. Exposure is what you die from on a mountain, not how you build a career. Fuck that.
Deep breath. Moving on before I break something. Tom's story took a hard turn in November 2020 when he suffered a stroke that hit his speech, his reading, his writing. He kept working where he could, even opening The Bad Batch with that narrator handoff in 2021. By late 2021, his daughter Sam said he was retiring from voice acting. And then this week, we got the gut punch. Tom Kane passed away from complications of that stroke in Kansas City at age 64, announced by Galactic Productions. Bloody hell.
His final credited role was Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga in 2022. Fitting. One last sweep through the galaxy he helped sonically glue together. Rest in power, Tom. And here's the bit that really gets me. Even if you did not know his name, his voice taught you where the story was, what the stakes were, when to smile and when to sit up straight. That is influence. That is culture. So here is my last request to the suits, the showrunners, the studio lawyers. Put the bloody names on the bloody screen. Give people their flowers while they can still hear the applause. Because I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. The people who make the voices are not assets to depreciate. They are artists you owe. Pay them. Credit them. Protect them. That's today's dose of reality. Tom Kane, you made galaxies feel close enough to touch. Respect where it's due. That's a wrap. Fix it, society. See you tomorrow, folks.